Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm going to save the listeners from what you just said to me. But it's not Friday morning, especially before your coffee kind of information.
BTS.
Yeah, that was some BTS. How you doing, Chip?
All right. How are you?
I'm actually really good today. I've had a really good week. I was surprised that you said you were good. Do you feel good?
I feel all right.
Do you want to tell the listeners what's been happening this week?
Well, I had to put a dog down yesterday.
Yeah.
I had two dogs. And one of them has been sick for a while, and it was just a pretty rapid decline. And yesterday she was just ready, and it sucked.
But, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of relief because she's not suffering anymore. I don't have to worry about her. And, you know, we both fought really hard. And if I could have paid $1 billion to keep her alive forever, I would have.
Right. Know?
But nothing is going to make that happen. So.
No.
Yeah. It was just like not how I wanted my day to start yesterday, but it was kind of, I had to be decisive about it. And it's, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier. And like the weirdest part is that you feel like you're playing God and like
yeah.
to like be the one who has to be like, okay, now is the moment.
It's the time.
Today is the day. Yeah. And it feels really final. And, but, you know, it only gets worse from that moment. So
what made you cross the, or like, what was the line that you were like, this is it?
Well, she wouldn't eat her breakfast.
Mm.
And she could barely walk. Her back legs were like wet spaghetti. I mean, you know, like she'd have moments, but like she was just a shell of what she was. I could see it in her eyes. Like she was gone. She was like, I'm out of here. Like, and you know, they're instinctually as animals, like they try not to show pain. They try not to show fear because in the wild, you get killed when you look weak. So
I never even thought about that.
You know, she's literally fighting to stay alive because she's scared of like, it's a fight or flight thing for mm-hmm. them. And like, she doesn't want to be killed, you know, in an animalistic sense. So she's trying to like put on her game face, and it's just, I just knew it was like blank. She had nothing left to give. And she was only holding on for me, you know? So it would have been unfair for me to like not make that decision, but it's hard. Like I got on my computer. I'm like, how do you know when it's the right time?
Right.
And it's just, you
gotta trust your gut.
You just know.
Yeah.
You know? And I told myself that I wasn't gonna put her through like the same crazy surgeries that my other dog had to go through, and I was just gonna let the stuff play out. And the moment that she told me she was ready was when I would just make the call. And it sucks. I knew the day would come. Mm-hmm. So it was funny. I have a client was actually staying at my house, and she got iced in. And I said to her, I was like, I just have to get back to it. Like, I have to go to work. I have to like, and she was like, oh my God, I'd be in a puddle on the floor for 2 weeks. Like, she's like, I can't believe how you can move that way. And she's like, I respect it. It's just we're cut from a different cloth, you know? And yeah. I was like, I'll have my moments. But I was able, because I saw it coming, I was able to really prepare.
So, yeah. And this was the second time you've done that kind of recently.
Yeah. I mean, in the last few years.
Yeah.
So, and when I was doing my research yesterday about doing it, one of the things said it does get easier every time.
Yeah. I could see that.
So, you know, not that I want it to be something that's easy, because it, the fact that it hurts mm-hmm. means that I really loved that dog, you know?
Of course. It's just a part of your family, too. It's a part of your everyday life.
My house is really, because I do have another dog, and he's starting to sense that it's, wait, where is she? Like, it's definitely like, and my house is really quiet, because she was the barkier one, and that's weird. But I'm, you know, getting on a plane tomorrow for a wedding, so I have that distraction. I get to go be with some friends and like kind of forget about what was going on. And he's at daycare now because he's got to be watched all weekend, so he's playing. So I'm hoping that like the timing is actually like kind of good
little transition.
So,
yeah so makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, we're sending you our love.
Thank you.
I'm speaking for me and the listeners, because I'm assuming everyone listening would feel that way. And you do seem peaceful today, which means to me like it was the right decision.
Right.
I think you know that. Like it's, I don't know, I can tell. Even if you're sad, you're content. Yeah. Like that was the right decision.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's there was, like I said, there was some relief. And like the last night was, she couldn't sleep, I couldn't sleep. So it was just, that's no way to live for either of us.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hugs from us.
Thank you.
Virtual hugs from the listeners. Is that virtual though? What is this? Air hugs.
Yeah, air hugs. Sending love and light.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's February officially, so we're moving into a new topic.
Yes.
And it's typically the month of love, February. Mm-hmm. I was like thinking through that because every other year, if I've done a blog or a podcast theme in the month of February, it has something to do with love, right? Yeah. That's just what we've been marketed. And I couldn't do it this year. I was like, ugh. And not because I hate love or I'm bitter towards love or anything like that. I just, it felt dense a little bit. Like I was like, we should expand.
Right.
We should get bigger here. We should like, what else? There's just more. And I had Marv on earlier this week and we kind of talked about that a little bit. Like I've been getting, finding myself frustrated in conversations. I was telling him about these like younger girls that I know, and they're just in that stage of being boy crazy.
Right.
And I think I told you the story. I like lectured them like their fucking mother a couple weeks ago, because I was like, you guys, like you have the whole world in front of you. And like, I'm seeing you guys have these opportunities for these huge careers and like go throw yourself into your own life and getting to know yourself. And, but I'm saying that as a 40-year-old who's obviously like done exactly what they did.
Of course.
And I'm just like, and I could not or would not ever go back and rewrite my story any differently. It happened exactly as it should. But I just spent so much time focusing on finding the right relationship as the like thing that was going to make my life complete, I guess, you know? And I think that that's kind of what our culture spends. And I'm just seeing it so clearly now. And even like people asking me about like my dating life or whatever, and I'm just like, there's nothing to report. Like I just don't really feel like this, it's not good or bad, it's just there.
Right.
And realizing then how much people kind of go, huh, like it's almost like they don't know how to interpret that.
Right.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was having that, you know, dialogue with myself and Marv, and it just got to me, and I was like, this is actually the month that we should focus on something different, like expanding, like expansion in general, expanding our minds, expanding our hearts. Maybe it's like diving deeper into a relationship if you're in a relationship, or I mean, it can mean so many things.
Right.
So you and I talked and we decided that the word this month would be expand.
Yes. And you know, what's funny is even hearing you say it, like expanding does take love, you know, it's just a different type of love. It's a different conversation. It's not the, we're not talking about chocolates and roses.
Right.
We're talking about self-love, love for others, love for curiosity, love for the world. That kind of stuff is how you expand. And I think it's, you know, it takes some level of love to even like create the curiosity to like step outside of yourself for a second
right.
and grow.
Well, think about when you're in a relationship for a really long time. Like, there's a certain level of love we can get to at the beginning of a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also like a lot of infatuation mixed into that, or like excitement or lust, or, you know, all the fun, right, exciting feelings. And then as time goes by and you get to know the person more, it's like you either kind of fall out of that in general, or you have this opportunity to like go even deeper into an intimacy that you could never have,
right,
at the beginning. And, right, that's expanding.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, sometimes I think we get to going in our lives and we get comfortable. Like, I think challenging any sort of change is always scary. I know it is for me. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really easy to want to just cling to the familiar, like what we know. It's like a security blanket almost, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, obviously I just had to overcome holding on to something,
yeah,
that, like, I loved and was a constant in my life. And part of that fear was like, what is life going to be like without her?
Like the change of the day to day.
It's just a change. Yeah. But, you know, and obviously that is an extreme example of change.
Mm-hmm.
Change that, by the way, was truly beyond my control.
Right.
But I also think it's really important that, like, when we are expanding and we're challenging ourselves and we lean into the fear of something new or whatever, like, we have to remember how exciting it is when, like, you do something new and, like, if it can be as simple as, like, I want to learn to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play the first song all the way through after, like, hours and hours and hours of trying and failing. And then you forget that it was scary and now you're excited. And it's still the same kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It's just the other side of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, there's so many things I don't do because I hate being bad at things. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to play that sport because I'm, mm-hmm, not going to be good at it. Or I don't want to play that card game because I don't know how to play it. And then I fucking win the first game, you know? Yeah. Like, so
beginner's luck, but I mean, you
beginner's
know
luck, but, you know, I'm also just a card shark. But,
oh, is that right?
No, not at all.
Chip the card shark.
Yeah, it's always
didn't
beginner's
see
luck.
That coming.
But, I think that's why it's important. Like, we have to remember the good feelings of expanding because it's so easy to, like, let the fear,
yeah,
stop us.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, we talk about this often, but maybe that is something that, like, a positive that came from the pandemic. I know we all talk about, like, things are never going to be normal again, but maybe that was good for us in the, mm-hmm, way of, like, we can't just go back to what's familiar because nothing is the way it used to be. Like, I don't care what you try to say, nothing is,
right,
in my experience.
Right.
Something is at least a little bit different about every single scenario in my life. And as uncomfortable as that has made me, it's really also challenged me to kind of open back up because I had gotten into not a rut in a way that I was down about it, but you just are doing and you're not thinking and you're not growing and you're not evolving in that way. And so when everything gets shaken up, it's sort of like gives you this opportunity to look at things through a different lens. And that's all I mean by expansion. Like, we're going to have a bunch of guests on this month who aren't necessarily all like exactly in alignment with what I think or who I am or anything like that. But they're really fucking fascinating to,
yeah,
me. Like, I just think it's so interesting to talk to people outside of my little world and get a whole different perspective, but then also to realize how similar they are in so many ways. Like, how we're all actually still really connected and,
right,
like, have a lot in common, or their life journey gives them the same kind of experience that mine did, except they went through it in a whole different kind
path,
of way.
Yeah. Well, how boring would the world be if we were all on the same exact journey?
It would be, but don't you think we try to make it that way? Are we,
well,
we think that
we
that's
go for comfort?
Yes.
Yeah. Or we're told that it needs to be this way.
Right.
I mean, look, we are all, in theory, on the same journey. We're here to find love. We're here to procreate. We're here for all of
walking
those
walking each
things.
Other home.
But it doesn't have to be the same path for everybody. And
it can't be.
It can't be. It can't be. We try to force it.
I mean,
I think society tries to force it. And then we get down on ourselves because
totally.
We think we're not doing things the right way. And truly,
there is no right way.
There is no right way.
No. To me, it's like, if you're on a journey and you're growing and expanding and like looking at life through a different lens consistently, like you're challenging yourself or looking at things you did that didn't work out or didn't feel good or you didn't treat someone right and you change from that, like what is life? Well, I don't know what else life is about.
Yeah.
To me, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like that for the rest of our lives, mm-hmm. you know? So it's not like there's ever this mark that you meet where you're like, well, I've made it. But that's what we're conditioned to think, or that's what I was conditioned to think my whole life. Like,
well, I mean, I'm going to paraphrase these things, but like, there's always those like memes and stuff that say things like, when you're looking at something that's really challenging, remember the last hardest day of your life.
And you survived
and
that.
And you're on the other side of it. Yeah. And it's really easy. Like, what is it about society and our conditioning that our go-to is fear? And I'm not, like, it's a negative, and it's so easy to forget all the challenges that we've overcome.
It's true.
And it, like, in theory, you would think that because we have walked through those things, we would be able, like, every day would actually get easier because you've learned that you can do it.
Yeah.
But we forget it so fast.
I think it's that thing you've said before though too. We're so pain adverse.
Yeah.
So anytime, like, I think our brain, it's kind of what I was talking about with that brain therapy last week. Like, our brain really does kind of shift itself to avoid pain. And so unless we do the work to kind of heal it and be like, hey, no, it's okay. You can do it. Like, exactly what you're saying. You survived. Look at you. You're still here. Keep going down that path. We go the route around that like pothole.
Yeah.
And I think it's really brave to keep like showing up and being like, okay, what else? But I also at the same time don't know how else to live anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's just, I read this quote. I was reading an article in Forbes about expansion, and this is a quote from Gandhi, and it says, as human beings, our greatness lies not so much in being able to remake the world as it is as in being able to remake ourselves. You could tie this into music, actually. Like, think about people like Madonna or people who've been around for decades. The way they survive and have such long-lasting careers is they constantly are remaking themselves into a new version of the same person, but the evolved version.
Right.
Like Beyonce.
How boring would it be if they put out the same record every time?
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, my girl Beyonce, like, she's in a fucking renaissance right now. Like, she's living in her goddess energy. I know. she just announced a tour. I'm like on pins and needles. Of course I've subscribed for like, yeah, I'm going to be the crazy person on Ticketmaster for this shit.
You better get a few more computers because it's going to be a hot ticket.
I know. But anyway, it's that, you know, you see it in all these other industries too. And I'm just like, oh wait, like we can be doing this in our day-to-day life.
Right.
And in some new way, like it just expanding your mind, I think this could help a lot of issues that we face, even politically.
Right.
Like just expand your mind to look at the other side and hear what they're saying versus just try to fight immediately.
Well, it's so much easier just to have an opinion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like just.
Right.
And that's, look, but everyone a lot is of certainly entitled to it. Yeah. You're entitled to it, but it is always wiser to have an informed opinion. And sometimes that means having to listen to the other side and at least consider it, you know? And I, you know, I'm not coming down on anybody because I could be better at that too.
We all could, please. I mean, we've done a lot of things that I'm like, oh shit. Well, should have known more about
gonna
that.
Somebody's going to show the receipts. They're going to be like, well, you said that.
Yeah, remember that time? Yes, bitch, I do. Okay. Wasn't my best day.
But you got through it.
I did because here. I'm expanding.
Yes.
See how that works. I'm going to read this last little paragraph from that Forbes article. I'll link it also in the description of this podcast. But it says, when you make the choice to let life have you, to go with the flow, to allow your desires and to cooperate rather than resist your own expansion, you open the door to the new version of yourself that is waiting to be revealed. Your greatest self is not something that needs to be created. It's not something you need to strive for. It's simply something that you acknowledge and claim for yourself. Your greatest self already exists within you and is just waiting to be discovered. A good support system will show you how to access this. In that article, they talk about the thing that is the key to living an expanded life is having a good support system to allow you to like grow or to remind you of the, sometimes I think we can't see our greatness, you know, like we have a really good friend system. Support system within our friend group that'll be like, no, you're amazing at this. And like, we can't always see ourselves through that lens, you know? And I think that's really important.
Right. Or we also have friends that call us out. And I think sometimes that's important too, because you know, we all get in our own way, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to hear the things that you don't want to hear to trigger the like response that is like, oh my God, I have been doing that or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's also like to be able to call somebody and say, I'm fucking scared. Like, you know, Mary Hilliard was, I woke up and I sent her a text. I have to put maybe down today. And she called me immediately. And I was like, I don't know what to do. You know, and it's like, it was scary. And, you know, we have to have that sort of support system. I think it's really the only way to grow. And, you know, you look at people that are stunted and a lot of times it's, you look at the home that they grew up in, they weren't loved and supported. And I mean, it's truly like, your body cannot grow without those things. Mm-hmm. Like you can be physically disabled by the lack of touch as a baby. And so it's, I mean, it's a physical, it's a metaphysical, it's an emotional support system that I think like, we have to like do our best to find the people that will support us because otherwise it's impossible to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Well, this month is going to be all about expansion in whatever capacity that serves you. but we will bring you some, I am really excited about the interviews this month. There's some really interesting ones. Chip and I had a really interesting one today.
Obsessed.
That you guys will definitely know what we're talking about. but it'll be coming up all this month on the podcast. You can always email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can hit me up on Instagram at @velvetsedge. Chip.
At Chip Dorsch, it's ChipDorsch.
And as you guys are living on the edge, wait, I just had a brain fart.
Going to the weekend.
Going to the, it's been so good. You know, I always get too cocky though. As you guys got into the weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.